State lawmakers are to hear a bill today that appropriates money to study sewage in our nearshore waters. Hawaii has some 90,000 cesspools across the state. Kahului on Oahu and Maui are some areas of particular concern. The state health department is pushing for these cesspools to get converted because of the possible threat to our drinking water and our marine environment. But progress is slow, even though there are tax credit programs in place. We've been sitting down with the head of the city's wastewater program. Lori Kaikina is Honolulu's chief engineer. The city just can't quickly shift gears and add capacity because it's under a federal order to upgrade its sewage treatment plants. That includes a set schedule for fixes and hikes in wastewater fees. So diverting from that is complicated because the city would have to ask up for a break from the courts and the parties involved.
The consent decree is in agreement with EPA, DOH, and the NGOs. So all would have to buy into it. But you're absolutely right. I continue to state the same thing. I went to the legislature when DOH was presenting their report that our consent decree is our priority. And if they somehow want us to get involved with Kahului, is probably the best situated area to sewer because I'm saying relatively close by. The sewer, existing city sewer system is relatively close by. But we would need some kind of a relief on the consent decree to move it up in priority. When we had our last annual meeting with EPA and Department of Health, I mentioned that maybe a solution would be blending. And what that means is, so at Sand Island, we treat maybe to 60 to 70 million gallons per day. When it rains, that rain is somehow getting into our sewer system, and it jumps up to about 250 million gallons. So we have to treat, when we go to full secondary in 2035, we have to treat all of that. And I want to say 90% of that is rainwater. Why make us upgrade and spend billions of dollars to go all the way to that maximum peak flow? During the storm, I'm asking to blend. Let that rainwater and sewage that's been combined go through just primary and then go out to the outfall. And it's not unheard of. We're in Region 9. Region 10 already allows this. So I was asking, instead of having to build secondary all up to, let's say, 250 million gallons, let us go maybe 100, 150. So that will save us millions of dollars, and then maybe we can refocus that funds to sewering other areas.
Okay, but the ask is kind of complicated because it's tied up in the consent decree.
We would have to go to the courts, and then EPA, Department of Health, and the NGOs would have to be present and agree to this.
Lots of challenges in your department.
Yes.
The picture is a little unbalanced between what it costs to collect our garbage, what it costs to burn our garbage or landfill items, and then dealing with the very important wastewater issue.
Correct.
Now, I know there's a set schedule for fee hikes to deal with some of this. What's the snapshot going forward?
We are anticipating some kind of a fee increase. We're still running our model to see when we can, how we can squeeze that in. We do need to get it past administration approval and, of course, city council approval. But we're looking at another six-year rate increase, but I don't have the numbers yet.
Okay, starting next year?
Maybe next year, yeah. But we're still running the model. I have to still get, haven't presented it to administration yet.
Right. But when we did have the consent decree, there was a schedule, and that ran for, was it 6 years? The first 6 years?
At the time we were negotiating the consent decree, yes, it was 6 years, and it stopped. And I want to say the last increase, it was a big one. I want to say like 8% a couple of years ago. So we did not increase 1 year.
Okay. Are you slated to increase this year or no?
If I could get approval, and if we're, like I said, we're trying to run the model right now.
Gotcha.
And
so you just don't know how much you might ask for.
I just don't know. Okay. Correct.
All right. Well, we can couch it like that then. All right. Anything else you want to underscore? Like I said, kind of challenging times for environmental services.
Yes.
And everybody's just everybody's pocketbook is a little weird.
Absolutely. We're so conscious of that. And so I guess that's the main thing I was harping with the state. I really had the fear they were going to dump the cesspool program on us because it's a state-run program. And I was just so afraid they were going to do that, but they didn't. And when we met with the legislatures there, you know, my testimony was, we should be part of the solution. I mean, you can't just, even the homeowners, for them to convert, you're talking $10,000-$20,000. Even if the city comes in, our main responsibility is the infrastructure up to the home. Right. They still have to do the the conversion on their property. So that's a lot of money. And you know, Tim, my deputy, he's the money person. He's always conscious of, well, the existing ratepayers, should they front all of that? You know, that's not really fair either.
Right, and that's what we were hearing, is that there might be some legislation that would charge a fee for all users to help with the cesspool issue.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that's what we heard from one lawmaker. But anyway,
oh gosh, we'll see if I didn't hear. And yeah, so that wouldn't be fair. So the existing ratepayers who have been paying sewer fees all these years, and the cesspool people have not been paying at all. That's not fair for the existing people to pay to front to put up the sewer system for these people who haven't been paying all these years.
And that was Lori Kaikina, the director of Honolulu's Department of Environmental Services, talking about some very complex issues on how to best deal with an aging sewer system and the need to protect the environment.